On the lawless streets of Baghdad and Basra, you are never far from death. Outlaw gangs fight to control tiny patches of territory. The local police are either too corrupt or too frightened to become involved. For young, disaffected men, this is a breeding ground for hatred. Journalist Simon Willis reports on Iraq's other war, where brother takes up arms against brother. Monday night at 8. Raffles Country House is a luxurious hotel set in a 16th century Elizabethan manor house, deep in the heart of the countryside. Standing in beautiful grounds, surrounded by acres of glorious gardens, the hotel greets visitors with an elegant Georgian facade. Renowned for its hospitality, comfort, and excellent food and wine, the hotel provides a welcome respite from the hustle and bustle of modern life, yet it's just 20 minutes from the city centre. Treat yourself to the grace and splendour of the Raffles Country House Hotel. Percy the Pigeon was amazed. How could a cat be so friendly?
"You're the first cat I've met who hasn't tried to eat me," said Percy.
"Well, to be honest," replied Brittany the Burmese, "I'm not that fond of pigeon. I prefer doves, jackdaws, and sparrows myself."
With that, she turned and scampered away, tail high in the air. Percy was flabbergasted.
"I feel so lucky to be alive," he said. "I think I might treat myself to a cappuccino."
During the winter, the reserve looks dormant, and the River Sow floods the site on and off throughout the season. The flooding creates shallow pools and splashy, muddy areas that attract the thousands of wading birds and wildfowl that Doxie is well known for. The river rises, and the marshes absorb a lot of the water into the soil, acting like a giant sponge. Over time, the site slowly releases the water, just as a sponge would, which prevents large amounts of water quickly rushing downstream and flooding the town of Stafford. Birds are attracted to feed in the muddy man-made scrapes, and visitors come to see the spectacle of huge numbers of waders and wildfowl feeding.